And welcome to the Metro. I am your host, the newly elevated Reverend or Priest, Jeff Ivins. yeah, I got it in the mail last week after I recorded the other one, the 679. This is episode 680. Let's see here. I got some nails coming up. General Public, The Smiths, Hall & Oates, Fine Young Cannibals, Planet P Project, Madonna, and some others in there for you. And I want to thank everybody that congratulated me on making Priest or Reverend, whatever you want to call it. I want to give a shout out to all the others that have been elevated in their respective rank in the church. So we're going to go ahead and get in a little Samson Delilah by Bad Manners right here on the Metro, only on RadioFreeSatan.com.
Thinks I'm suicidal, in which case I'm fucked and nobody wants to work with me.
RadioFreeSatan.com.
Deborah was a Catholic girl. She held out to the bitter end. Carla was a different type. She's the one who put it in. Mary was a black girl. I was afraid of a girl like that. Susan painted pictures sitting down like the Buddha sat. Rena was a nameless girl, a geographic memory. Kathy was a Jesus freak. She liked that kind of misery. of turning sex into a song. Kamala, who couldn't sing, kept the beat, kept it strong. Zilla was an archetype, the voodoo queen, the queen of wrath. Joan thought men were second best at masturbating in the bath. Sherry was a feminist, she really had the gift of gab. Kathleen's point of view was this: take whatever you can grab. Seattle was an other girl who left her mark upon the map. Karen liked to tie me up and left me hanging by a strap. Ginny had a nightclub walk that made grown men feel underage. Mariella, who had a son, said I must go but finally stayed. Gloria, the last taboo, was shattered by her tongue one night. Mimi brought the taboo back and held it up for the light. Marilyn, who knew no shame, was never ever satisfied. Julie came and went so fast she didn't even say goodbye. Well, Rhonda had a house in Venice, lived on brown rice and cocaine. Patty had a house in Houston, shot cough syrup in her veins. Linda thought her life was empty, filled it up with alcohol. Catherine was much too pretty, she didn't do that shit at all. Not Catherine. Nuh-uh. Alright. Well, Pauline thought that love was simple, turn it on or turn it off. Marie was complicated like some French filmmaker's plot. Gina was the perfect lady, always had her stocking straight. Jackie was a rich punk rocker, silver spoon, a paper plate. Sarah was this modern dancer, lean, pristine transparency. Janet wrote bad poetry in a crazy kind of urgency. Tanya Turkish liked to fuck while wearing leather biker boots. Brenda's strange obsession was for certain vegetables and fruit. Are you receiving me? Rowena was an artist's daughter, the deeper image shook her up. His mother left her father, took his money and his truck. Debbie Ray had no such problems, perfect Norman Rockwell home. Nina, 16, had a baby, left her parents, lived alone. Bobby joined the New Wave band, changed her name to Bobby Socks. Eloise, who played guitar, sang songs about whales and cops. Terry didn't give a shit, was just a nihilist. Ronnie was much more my style, cause she wrote songs just like this. Jezebel went 40 days, drinking nothing but Perrier. Dinah drove her Chevrolet into the San Francisco Bay. Judy came from Ohio, she's a Scientologist. Amaranta, here's a kiss, I chose you to end this list. Ah. 88 lines about 44 women.
Close my eyes and make it go away. How long Will it take to stay together? Too close to home, and it's too near the bone. More than you struck me. I just might die with a smile on my face after all.
In 1966, Anton LaVey created the Church of Satan, marking the beginning of the Age of Fire and Year One Anno Satanas. In 1969, he published The Satanic Bible, codifying Satanism as a religion, the first time it's been done in human history.
In the name of Satan, ruler of the earth, king of hell, come forth from the pit, bestow the blessings of hell upon us. For we are your children, and we invoke thee this night.
In 2001, I was appointed High Priest of the Church of Satan. In 2007, I published the Satanic Scriptures, further defining and expanding on Satanic philosophy and greater magic ritual.
Hail Satan, full of might!
Hail Satan, full of might!
Our allegiance is with thee!
Cursed are they!
Adorers, and cursed are the worshippers
of the Nazarene eunuch.
For the past 50 years, the Church of Satan has stood as the sole organization to define and defend Satanism as a religion. And though pretenders to the infernal throne have come and gone, we have stood the test of time and will into the future. Visit churchofsatan.com for more information and read the Satanic Bible and the Satanic Scriptures. Knowledge is the solution for ignorance. Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Hail Satan!
Click.
Clint Mephisto coming at you, two-fisted from the Double Cross Ranch. Got a beer in one hand, a microphone in the other.
What, are you in love with my ass or something?
The Shake Higgin Road Show, the finest in rockabilly, psychobilly, vintage country, swamp rock, surf rock, doo-wop.
Well, man, it is now official.
Shake Higgin Road Show, Radio Free Satan.
Seriousness is next to godliness. Faith is a virtue for the solemn and serious mind. Be God-fearing and laugh not, for laughter is a tool of the devil. Remain pious and sanctimonious at all times. Laughter is an evil which, oh, the hell with it.
Listen to The Devil's Mischief, a unique weekly podcast of most carnal comedy and netherworld novelty, hosted by your most irreverent reverend, Bill M., who serves up a new devilishly delightful mix of laughter each and every week on The Devil's Mischief. Tune in and indulge your funny bone today. Listen to The Devil's Mischief, available now at RadioFreeSatan.com.
This is Reverend Gene, the host of Vox Satane, exclusively on Radio Free Satan. Join me every week as we indulge in the classical side of music spanning the past 1,000 years. Vox Satane has already featured over 700 composers covering medieval, baroque, classical, romantic, and contemporary music, including chant, choral, opera, keyboard, and orchestral music, with composers ranging from Gluck to Gilmour, Bach to Bellavance, Talis to Taverner, and Paganini to Pärt. Get your weekly recommended dose of classical music right here on Vox Satane, only on Radio Free Satan, with me, Reverend Gene. Hail Satan!
The podcast you are listening to is brought to you through Radio Free Satan. To get the new episodes of this show downloaded automatically to your PC or mobile device, you can subscribe to this podcast and your other Radio Free Satan shows too by using iTunes or Stitcher or other subscription means. To find out how, go to RadioFreeSatan.com and visit the individual page for this program, where you'll find the subscription links for iTunes, Stitcher, and more under Subscribe. You can also rate and review the program on iTunes and Stitcher. Thank you for your support of Radio Free Satan, and now back to the show.
Clear Cleopatra. from the 1980s. You forgot them right here. Another great 80s tune.
Put your head between your knees and breathe real deep. Let it in, let it out, till it's over. I might scribble, I might scrawl, I might claw at the wall. I might storm and rage and thunder, oh Christ, but then later in the incinerator, something inside seems to fall asunder. I need to scream every now and again, try to understand it's only me.
Bangkok, oriental setting, and the city don't know what the city is getting. The creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the bar, not looking at the city.
You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town.
Sweet, sweet.
Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in
muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pulse ain't. We'll be right back.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.